1 in 4 people who die from the age, I think I've got the right parameters, the age of 19 to 39, died in 2021 from a drug overdose. One of the study's authors is Shalisa Ludley, who joins us now. It's good to have you. Good morning.
Good morning.
So give us a broader picture of, I guess, first of all, how you analyzed the data and what you were able to conclude from it.
Yeah, of course. So the data we had looked across 8 provinces and 1 territory of Canada. So we had information on about 98% of the population. And we were able to look at 2 different metrics in this study. So the first was something called the years of life lost, which is essentially just a tool that lets us take someone's life expectancy at their time of death to see how many years were lost due to having passed away sooner than expected. And then we also looked at the percentage of all deaths that were related to an accidental opioid overdose. So over the whole country, we found in 2021 that over 250,000 years of life lost were due to opioid overdoses. And then when we looked among that percentage, we found that 1 in every 31 deaths nationally among people under 85 were due to overdoses. And as you just mentioned, when we kind of looked more into specific age groups, we found that this increased to as many as 1 in every 4 deaths among younger adults in their 20s and their 30s.
Does this, in your estimation, amount to a crisis then?
Absolutely. I mean, I think when you hear these numbers, it's very jarring, right? Like, that's 25% of deaths among younger adults across the country. And when we looked even specifically within provinces like Ontario, that number increased even further to somewhere around 1 in every 3 deaths. So I think it really, I mean, we've been talking about this for decades now, but it is truly a public health emergency.
And it does inform, I think, the file. What are the other causes, leading causes of death of young people?
So among younger adults, there isn't, you know, as many other competing risks as the general population, right, of older adults. So we don't see those high rates of cancer or heart disease diagnoses. So this is one of the leading causes of death among the younger population.
And I'd imagine other leading causes would be accidents, suicide.
Exactly. Unintentional injuries. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, what kind of remedial action can we possibly take? I think a lot of people assume that anybody who's consuming illegal drugs is, you know, living on the streets or, you know, somehow on the margins. A lot of these people who are dying are young people who are almost like hobbyists. They just decide to do some drugs on the weekend.
Yeah, I think that's a really great point. And, you know, we have research out of Ontario that actually shows that about a third of all these deaths occur in people who don't have a diagnosed substance use disorder, right? So these are people who wouldn't actually be eligible for treatment or benefit from treatment. So I think it's just really critical that we also focus on having these harm reduction approaches that keep people safe who may more intermittently be using drugs, right? So things like having better access to naloxone, drug testing programs, safe consumption sites, all of these things are tools that we have to help, you know, address this crisis.
Thank you for this. Good to have your insight this morning.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Shalisa Ludley is a PhD student in pharmaceutical sciences at the University of Toronto.